start to share. Okay, so we talked yesterday, the new Gemara, that the Gemara discussed about the case. I'm sorry, the case was the Romans asked him, if a person has a field of swords, how do you end up cutting it down? How do you cut down a field of swords? That was the question. The answer, he said, was with a Karen of a Chamar. So they said, well, does a Chamar have a Karen? They said, well, if that doesn't have a Karen, you won't be able to cut it down. So what was the question? What was the answer? What is a field of swords and what's going on? What was the question? So as we said the whole time, the Mahalach of the Gra in the Sugya is that the question of the Savad Beyatuna is that we are the chosen people and you guys are lost and there's nothing you can do about it, right? So the Gra says that the Sadeh of swords represents Esav on two levels. Number one is Esav is Ish Sadeh. A Sadeh grows what's planted in it. A Sadeh grows that which is the main ikar of the Sadeh. What is the ikar of Esav? If Esav is a Sadeh, so what is the ikar of Esav? What is the ikar of Esav? Esav achar b'chatechia. The blessing of Esav is in the cherev. The blessing of Esav is in overpowering others with strength, not with, you know, ruchnias or anything like that. It's overpowering people with strength. And fascinatingly, that's a word, the Gra says that the reason why the koyach of Esav is cherev, but the koyach of Esav is cherev, and that is the koyach of Esav that will survive until Mashiach. The reason why Esav is going to remain powerful till Mashiach comes is because of his cherev. As I said to Gra, it's because of his cherev. He is going to remain powerful until Mashiach comes, because he has the power of Cherev. As I zakt the Gra, why? Says the Gra, unbelievable. Because the Koyach of Esav to survive until Mashiach comes, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, is because of his Koyach of Kibud Avaim. If you see in the Gra here, he says, V'zois HaCherev Kayem Eslai, which is in the second column on page 9 base, he says, V'zois Ki Birchas Aviv, he got a bracha from Yitzchak, your cherev will survive. That is his chus. Why? His chus kibud aviv kayemes. It's because of the chus of the kibud av. So, and then he brings the pasuk. So telicha v'kashtecha v'tzuda litzayit. In other words, Esav used his karech of cherev for kibud av aim. Unbelievable, right? So Esav used his karech of cherev for kibud av aim. And therefore, since Esav used his Karech of Cherev for Kibud Av Ve'im, that Karech of Cherev will remain until La'asad Lavoi. And he says, V'zois HaCherev Kayem Mislach, because the Chus of Kibud Av Ve'im is L'netzach. Right? Kibud Av Ve'im doesn't go away. V'zeu V'alchar B'chatichya Shekol Kiyumai B'shul Kibud Aviv. Unbelievable Gra. So the Gra is saying a few things. The Gra is saying, we know Esav did Kibud Av Ve'im. But do we realize he did Kibud Av Aim with his cherev? And since he did, he hunted for Yitzchak. And since he did Kibud Av Aim with his cherev, that's why Yitzchak blessed his cherev. And that's the schus that Esav's cherev will last until Mashiach comes. And he brings in the bottom that the Zohar says the same thing, etc. V'lachain he's here a toil Yisrael b'tzeisam mitzrayim. And the Gros says, because of that schus Kibud Av Aim, that's why you're not allowed to attack them. Now, their question was assuming that we are going to last the Mashiach till forever. That's what they were basically saying, right? That this chus, that we are going to be powerful enough and we are going to last into Mashiach forever. That was what they said. Now, says the Gra, but what's the deal with the Karen of the Chamor? How is the Karen of the Chamor going to chop down this sadeh worth of cheref. How is the Karen of the Chamor going to do that? Zok the Gra. What's the Chamor? Ratzolaymar. Biyad Mashiach ben David. Shuhuani. Veroichev al Chamor. Says the Gra. The Koyach of Yosef is not enough. Because that's Bechor Shoyroi Hardalev Karnei Re'im Karnov. That's the Karen of the Re'im. That's the Karen of the. And that's not going to work. What's going to work? The Karen of the Chamor. Now, who rides on the Chamor? An Ani. Mashiach is not going to come on a horse. He's not going to come on a chariot. He's going to come as an Ani V'roichiv B'chamor. Zok de Gra, that koyach of Ani V'roichiv B'chamor, that is the koyach that's going to be able to chop down the field of the swords represented by Esav. Why? What's the koyach of the Ani V'roichiv B'chamor? Zok de Gra. Ki Eitzel Esav Ksiv. Mi zeh b'me edem chomut b'godem ibatzera. He comes with fancy clothing, kimi gefen stoim, etc. Ratzolem she tesham schus Esav, and the schus of Esav is going to be cut down by Yehuda, which is the schus of. It gets very complicated here, but basically it's the Karen of the Chamor of Mashiach. Now, the Ani Baruch of Allah Chamor is the exact opposite of Esav's Cheriv. Esav's cherev represents what? Gaiva, koyach, power, strength, self-aggrandizement, saying I'm the best, I'm powerful. No hachna'a, no subjugation to anything, just, hey, I'm it. So they say you cannot harvest, you won't be able to conquer that type of field of swords. It's impossible. Zokt the Gemara. No. You could do it with one koyach. The koyach of the Karen of the Chamor. The Chamor is the Ani, is the Hachna, is the koyach to realize it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we come with humility and we come with the koyach of Mashiach ben David and we say that with the koyach of Mashiach ben David, and we come and say that just one second. We come with the koyach of Mashiach ben David, and we say that we are able to. We have come to the hachna and the karen and everything like that. Now we can defeat the power of Esav. So it's going to be the karen of the chamor. Now, one very interesting thing. And big problem, as a matter of fact, is that they ask a question, Umiika Karna Lachamra, right? Meaning to say, we know there's such a thing as a Karen of a Re'aim, but we never heard of a Karen of a Chamor. And the Karen of the Re'aim, we will defeat. So he says, no, there's no such thing as a field of swords. Meaning to say, with the Chamor, we can defeat it. But there is a very important question here. What is the Gra saying? So the Gra is basically saying that what the Gemara here is teaching us is the following. There's a power of Esav in the world. Esav is the power of swords. And he's a field, he's an Ish Sod, and he's of swords, and he's going to be there till Mashiach. The Gemara says, the last power until Mashiach comes, and he'll even defeat Mashiach. But he's not going to defeat Mashiach and win the battle. The problem is that there's many chazals that say that Esav will fall biyad Yosef, isn't there? Doesn't it say that when Yaakov Avinu finally had Yosef, now he was ready to fight Lavan because he's able to fight that koach? And doesn't it say that Esav is like Kash and Yosef is like Esh and Yosef will beat Esav? So why is the Gra here saying the opposite? Here the Gra is saying is that the power to defeat Esav is not there in the Karen of the Chamor representing David. Is it again that in this Gemara it seems very clear that the power to defeat Esav is going to come from David and not from Yosef, whereas many other Chazals say the opposite. So this is a question that Rav Moshe Shapiro asks in a Sefer, and next week we will address this question. But we got through the Gemara. And tomorrow, next week, we'll try to just push not Sunday night. And then I want to say, have a good Shabbos. Thank you. I'm sorry if it was inconvenient, but I think we were able to get the shear in. I hope everyone, you could hear me. And, you know, we'll continue. Mitzvah Shem.
Okay. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.